This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. A farmer brought his dog to a local veterinarian because the dog had a seizure and a fever. Despite treatment, the dog died within a day. A week later, the same farmer brought another one of his dogs to the same veterinarian, and that dog also quickly died. Well, 2 weeks passed, and the dog's owner developed symptoms of headache and fever and back pain and an unsteady gait. He was admitted to a local hospital, and despite treatment, the farmer died after about a week from Rocky Mountain spotted fever, a tick-borne disease. The veterinarian went to the farmer's home and found two other dogs who were infected with Rocky Mountain spotted fever and treated them both with a common antibiotic, and both survived. Ticks were the first insects shown to transmit diseases, likely due in part to climate change, to deforestation, to animal migration, and human travel. Ticks and the diseases they carry, like Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever, are spreading rapidly from one area to another. While ticks feed off wildlife, which serve as the main reservoir of tick diseases, it's not just wildlife, but also domestic animals that can succumb to tick-borne diseases. Infected ticks populate forests and grassy areas. Dogs and cats can carry ticks on their fur into our homes. If a tick has bitten our pet, the chance that a tick will detach and move to another host is very small. Ticks typically only take one blood meal in their entire life, but they can lay eggs called larvae in our homes, and as those mature, they can pass on diseases. Of course, transmission isn't just through animals. When we sit on a log or walk in a field or lean against a tree, a tick can climb on our skin or our clothes and eventually attach to our skin with a cement-like chemical in their saliva and give us a big bite. It is the bite where they inject their pathogens into our body. Tick diseases can be prevented in domestic animals through the application of medicines called acaricides. Livestock like goats and cows can be treated with pour-on or dip bath solutions. There is current research looking at novel ways to control ticks in large area with sprays and also the development of vaccines. While veterinarians and physicians deal with similar tick-borne diseases, these professionals rarely interact with each other. We need better communication and an integrated One Health approach, at least for infectious diseases. Going back to the case of the farmer's dog, better communication between physicians and vets about an unknown illness with a fever could have led to quicker life-saving diagnoses. A vet treating a tick-borne disease should warn the owner of the need to protect those humans in contact with the dog. If concern is high, then the vet should request permission to contact the owner's physician. In reverse, if a physician is treating a person with a tick-borne infection, they also should inquire about the health of the pets and suggest owners seek consultation from a veterinarian if needed. While such back and forth communication may seem completely obvious, I have rarely seen this happen. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.